This excerpt is entitled, Nimai Pandit Instructs Everyone to Chant. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vrindavan Das Thakur now says, time passed, and the Lord continued his nocturnal kirtan sessions. The Lord did so with his intimate devotees, barring everyone else to enter the premises. The pious population of Navadvip felt pained at being disallowed. They were not allowed during these kirtan pastimes of the Lord, and thus they blamed the atheists and miscreants. The devotees complained, on account of these fault-finding non-devotees, we are not allowed to see the wonderful kirtans, which are like grand celebrations every evening. The fault finders only know one activity, and that is to criticize others. As a result, we are being deprived of seeing the extraordinary kirtan pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Nimai Pandit has thus shut the doors to keep out these mischief mongers. But unfortunately, even the good people are now being kept out. Everyone knows that Nimai Pandit is a very exalted devotee of Krishna. His heart is pure and faultless. If we have full faith and devotion in him, then eventually we will indeed see his kirtan, and we will see his exquisite dancing. One of the pious souls commented, let us go there, let us sit, and we will pray. We will pray that one day we may feast our eyes upon Nimai's dancing. Nimai Pandit has appeared in Navadvip to deliver the entire universe. I tell you that he will propagate the congregational chanting of the holy name of Krishna in every house, in every town. In this way, all the pious folks increased their good fortune, whereas the impious ones simply multiplied their sufferings by criticism of Lord Chaitanya. With the approach of dawn, all the devotees went to meet Nimai Pandit. Everyone brought some gifts for the Lord. New items, bananas, fruits, yogurt, clarified butter, and flower garlands, and other things. As soon as they saw the Lord, they fell to the ground in prostrated obeisances. The Lord then blessed them. May you be blessed by developing love for Krishna. Do not waste time with gossip. Just chant Krishna's holy name. The Lord then instructed them on the holy name. Now hear from me the Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Go now and repeatedly chant this mantra a prescribed number of times. One can achieve all perfection by this chanting. So always repeat these names for this chanting is not restricted by any rules. 5 or 10 of you can sit together in your house, and you can chant or sing this mantra. You can do so accompanied by the clapping of hands or cymbals. And when you are singing together, then you should also sing this. Hare Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. This congregational chanting should be joined by everyone, father, brother, wife, son, daughter. Having directly received the mantra and these instructions to chant from the Lord Himself, the devotees went happily back to their homes. After once again offering obeisances to the Lord, they strictly followed Lord Chaitanya's instructions and all the time chanted Krishna's name, meditating on the Lord's lotus feet. At the end of the day, they all assembled in their houses and loudly sang the holy names, gaily clapping their hands and cymbals in rhythm. In this manner, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began inspiring everyone to take up the congregational chanting of the holy name of God. Encouraging their devotional zeal, he went about embracing his devotees and placing his own garlands around them. In a most humble manner, he went about requesting everyone, "My dear brothers, please serve Krishna." Seeing the Lord in this mood, the emblem of humility, the devotees became surcharged with spiritual sentiments, and they began to weep and intensify their chanting. The whole town now became involved in congregational chanting. The devotees brought out their drums, conchels, and cymbals. These had previously only been used to celebrate the worship of Goddess Durga during her big festivals. Now, however, they began to play upon the same instruments in kirtan, making joyous sounds. The whole town was enveloped by the transcendental sound of the holy name of the Lord. Sridhar, the leaf plate seller, happened to be walking by whilst loudly singing Krishna's name. When he heard the loud kirtan, he began to dance in ecstasy. When the other devotees saw this dear devotee of Lord Chaitanya dancing, they came, surrounding him, and also began to sing. Sridhar was overwhelmed with spiritual emotions. He fell to the ground and rolled about, yet he continued to chant Krishna's name. When the non-devotees saw him, they started ridiculing and laughing at him. They all said, "Just see this man. That fellow now has also become a Vaishnava. He can neither afford clothes, nor does he have any money to eat. Yet suddenly he is exhibiting all these ecstatic symptoms. This is all for show. All these Vaishnavas live by begging, and now they have started an untimely festival." The atheists continued to hurl insulting remarks at the devotees. But Undeterred, the pious devotees went on chanting the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.